This is Ted Kennedy. The Senate and House have agreed on a far-reaching college aid reform, but the Secretary of Education wants to veto it. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, the Senate and House have agreed on a far-reaching reform of federal aid to college education. We expand scholarships and loans for middle-income families, simplify the application forms, and crack down on deadbeat students who don't repay their loans. One of our most innovative reforms lets the Department of Education make loans directly to college students instead of relying on the current inefficient system that subsidizes banks to serve as middlemen in making loans. That reform will benefit millions of students and save the federal government $1 billion a year compared to the current wasteful system. Yet Secretary of Education Lamar Alexander says he'll recommend a veto because of that provision. That makes no sense, Al. Has President Bush got a Secretary of Education who speaks for banks instead of college education?
Well, don't bank anything on that question. Taxpayers don't want to bear 100% of the burden for all your risky ventures. Ted, unlike King Midas, everything you touch turns to debt. You try to make sure that the Bush has no agenda farce will live on, even if it means destroying a perfectly good higher education bill. Ted, the direct loan demonstration program is not a demonstration at all. It's a permanent nightmare for U.S. taxpayers. In fact, it's another entitlement that will add more than $4 billion to the federal debt. If you think students are all hopped up about this, then you've been reading the wrong textbooks. Direct loans only raise the deficit and must be serviced with higher interest payments from the very people we're trying to help, students. As every good student knows, not being prepared just isn't worth the embarrassment. So, Ted, save face next time. Hit the old books. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.